The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Joe, you got a couple invites to get back into the wrestling world.
Yeah.
SummerSlam goes down Saturday night at Nissan Stadium in Nashville.
Wow. Who can I root for?
Everyone. That would have been a dream when I was a kid. When they decided to have SummerSlam, I'm like, what? The second WrestleMania, same year? Different event.
Yeah.
Did you get the idea?
But basically the same.
I have a mania for a slam in the summer.
I have so many manias.
I'm manic over this. Is Sting still a wrestler?
Sting! Sting's back!
Everything I know is from Tosh.0. Sting!
It's still real to me, damn it!
That guy will be there. And it will still be real to him.
Mm-hmm. Is Arn Anderson still a wrestler?
You're thinking of Arn Anderson. You can't just throw any vowel at the beginning. Him and his dad, Ole Anderson, I think are probably done at this point. Ole has to be like just bones at this point. I mean, dead for a long, long time.
I was going to say, I mean, he's from an era that they've got to be dead, right?
I don't know. You never know.
I don't think Arn is. So this is the only reason I know that.
I can't believe you knew Ole or Arn Anderson.
It's because that name. Tosh would call him out for no reason with no context whatsoever. He was just coming after him. Coming after you, Arn. And then Arn responded at some point.
He did?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
he seems like a guy who would legitimately whip your ass in real life without feeling bad. That's the I don't have any reason to think that, but
maybe that was the case.
His real name is Martin Lundy. That's super boring.
Martin Lundy.
You came up with a fake name that's also just a normal name.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let Freebeer.
Kind of. Well, Arn Anderson. I mean, he was his character Scandinavian or something?
They were supposed to be from, like, the upper lakes of Minnesota, I believe.
Oh.
So, there was a big physical resemblance between Martin Lundy and Ole Anderson, who had already achieved legendary status in Georgia in the Mid-Atlantic wrestling territories. And Ole noticed that Lundy's style was a no-nonsense approach in the ring, specialized in working over a part of an opponent's body during the match. So they reformed as the Minnesota Wrecking Crew with Ole and Arn Anderson. Ole ended up being his uncle, not his dad. Sorry, I know that's...
Okay,
I thought they were really related. I really did. I would assume
they were.
Because you said that, but I don't know why. I mean, because you would have only known them on wrestling, which
but they legit
everything
look like
is,
each other. Yeah, both. I mean, both red hair and beards. That's all.
Then of course I know the guy with big pants
Bray Wyatt.
Bro Wyatt.
I was gonna say Bro Douglas.
Him. Never mind. I was gonna say the guy who did the worm that I know.
Scotty Too Hottie.
Him, and he was Gold Dust.
No.
No.
I'm like, wait, what?
Gold Dust is Dustin Rhodes, Dusty Rhodes' son. And his brother, Cody Rhodes, is a big deal in AEW now.
Oh wow.
I think.
Scotty Too Hottie. Was he Grandmaster Sex A?
That sounds right.
Or was that his tag team partner?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out there's a certain era that I didn't watch anymore. Because, like, who's who? I've heard the names, but I wouldn't have known that any of them were like, oh, this is the same guy. Okay, you say so.
The only time I watched consistently was during the Raw is War era.
That was fun. That was fun.
Mae Young gave birth to Sexual Chocolate's hand.
And the egg was that the same thing as the gobbledygooker?
No, that's definitely different. That was at the Survivor Series when a wrestler came out, popped out of an egg, wrestled in the Survivor Series matches.
As a turkey, basically.
You know, it's no different than how...
And then was never seen again.
Huh.
And by the way, Vince McMahon was considering the guy that ended up being The Undertaker. They both debuted that day.
Oh, yeah.
And he almost made him be the gobbledygooker.
I remember you talking about that.
About changing your life.
Yeah, it worked out for one of them. And it is The Undertaker.
Yeah.
It's no different. It's just a soap opera.
Yeah.
for kids.
Well,
for,
I mean,
boys.
For men.
For, yes. Actually, boys to men.
Kids. Yeah.
From boys to men. It's a soap opera. It's been going on for decades, and the storylines are just as ridiculous.
All right. Well, we were going to talk Netflix shows, but this is more fun. Steve, I'm going to send you a clip of... So when I was in sixth grade, I begged my dad to take me to the Saginaw Civic Center to see WCW wrestling. And so tickets were $10 a piece. We sat in the upper deck, which is a small arena, like 5,000 people.
Yeah.
It was packed.
Boy, I bet your dad was just thrilled to be there.
I think he enjoyed it because I enjoyed it. As a parent, I now know that's what you're doing most of the time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
God, it's one of my favorite memories of all time. And one of the early matches was the guy. So like the 8-9 matches and the two matches at the end were like you saw. Because back then it was always on TV. It was the hour show on Saturday morning where they filmed at a TV studio in front of like 9 people. And it was always like, you know, the most tough guy in the world against Dave Collins, local gym teacher. And he had my body and he'd just get thrown around and flail. And then he'd get pinned after like 3 minutes. But that night I saw Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair for the world championship title. And I believed it was on the line. I think. I think I did, looking back.
I'm sure you did. I mean, you probably did.
Do you think they picked up the...
I knew it was fake, but I still wanted Dusty Rhodes to win the championship in front of me.
Of course.
Did you know it was fake, but you didn't realize it was predetermined? Like, they're not really hitting each other,
no,
but it's more of like...
I think I always knew that.
It's like a... Yeah.
But I still hated them. I still bought into it 100%. Like, as far as emotionally. Mentally, I was fine. So I just sent you a video earlier in the night, that night, the second or third match. It was one of those mismatches, but it was one of those closer mismatches. It was a guy that always lost, but you at least knew him and he put up a good fight against Jimmy the Boogie Woogie Man Valiant.
Oh,
and I just looked up Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant. Imagine if ZZ Top did a lot of drugs, got fat, and wrestled. Not Frank Beard, but the guys with the beards.
He became Gold Dust.
He did not become Gold Dust.
And then
going back
Sting.
To Gold Dust
Sting.
Was definitely Dusty Rhodes' son.
In real life or in wrestling?
In real life.
Okay.
All right, so you've got two meatheads with preposterous blonde hair.
I don't think, and neither of them are Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant. Here, this is just, I haven't seen this. Okay. So, but this is from Georgia, or NWA Wrestling, when it was still recorded in a TV studio in Atlanta.
Is there no audio for it?
How can that be?
Oh, never mind. That's me.
Oh, I was like, what?
You know, the Boogie Woogie Man went
so
by
this fight is just
himself.
Okay, so what we're seeing is two bleach blonde mullet heads. One of them might be Ric Flair, menacing each other and then slowly backing away so they can walk into the newsroom away from the studio where it's filmed because they're done being mad at each other. And the interview to distract people and keep the TV broadcast going is going on 8 feet away in front of a background.
See, Ric Flair and Magnum T.A. get it on, baby. I mean, a front row seat.
That's Jimmy Boogie Woogie.
Okay, there's another idiot with really blonde, dumb hair.
That's not an idiot. That's Jimmy the Boogie Woogie Man Valiant. Later, his beard would grow very long, and he'd have a lot of hair bands in it to you know, make it like ponytailed. By the way, Magnum T.A. that night I was there fought Tully Blanchard, and when Tully Blanchard hit him in the balls when he was losing, the one woman in front of me who seemed like a pretty buttoned-up lady yelled, "You're a bleeping bleep hole!" And my dad went, "Whoa!" And she said, "I'm sorry, I got really into it." Twist his D off! But as a kid, it was like, "Whoa!" An adult went crazy!
Do you think they were all going for the same part? And they were like, "Boy, this is a tough one." Like Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze. And they were like, "God, they're all just so good at what they do.
They're all so blonde.
We have to hire all three, but you have to grow a beard."
And always come out to, you know, really fun music and be weird.
Come together, baby.
Jimmy the Boogie Woogie Man Ryan has joined us here.
You know, I got about 75% of my voice back.
And I'm looking to lose it now.
I
want to
thank all my brothers and sisters, all my people out there, for all the cards and letters.
How old do you think he is there?
Oh, Ben. I mean, he's probably 33.
Right?
He looks 65.
Absolutely, he does.
He's lived a really hard life from the moment he was born.
That's what pulled the boogeyman through. Get up, Jimmy! Paul the Weasel Jones!
Also, I mean, his hair is not healthy.
He's 79 now.
Holy crap. He might be 21.
So when do you think this was from? Like 80s?
Early 80s?
85,
so he probably is like 32, 33 at the most. He's from Tullahoma, Tennessee.
Oh, you got the biggest stable in professional wrestling. You got superstar Billy
Graham. I think he forgot barbarian. His last name. Billy. The Barbarian.
Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, that guy was scary. He was fat and he cut people.
Now, I don't have no stable, you see.
This is just so slow and stupid. I'm getting so bored at this guy's ugly face.
Yeah, things were simpler back then. Now, see, that's what BuzzFeed has done to us.
Mm-hmm. It's ruined the special pauses. And
that's
like,
right.
This text, wrestling then definitely was fake, but the drugs sure were real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is trying so hard to get out every word.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can hear it, but also watching his eyes and forehead.
I'm pretty sure later in his career, they would introduce him as, from the streets of New York City, Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant. He'd come out. Clearly, he's a Tennessee guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he try and do an accent?
I just think they made him stop talking, and he said man a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a few dudes, you understand, that loves the Boogie Woogie Man, like the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, like Magnum T.A., like Dirty Dick Slater.
What? Who's Slater?
I do have some men that like me, like that guy. I think he's...
He named Magnum a condom brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the next thing he said was Dirty Dick Slater.
Slater.
I assume that's two guys.
And Dusty Rhodes, I think, was code for Dirt Road.
I think, yeah, clearly.
But, move ahead in the clip because apparently he kisses the guy with a mustache.
Why?
Slap some lube on it and Dusty Road becomes a mud road.
Oh, Jones. Oh, mercy, dog. Oh, we got it. Oh, mercy, it's coming up.
Right. Yeah, I think they just introduced
the Boogie Woogie Man
gay lifestyle to wrestling fans.
I think
Tony
they did.
Schiavone.
Yeah.
That was going to be my job right there.
You want to be Schiavone. Kissed by that man?
Yes.
Oh, that's my dream. He's got a shock collar on or something weird on his neck, and then he's going to kiss
on my
me.
Face.
Later on, I can't imagine him coming out like, I'm from Brooklyn. It's wild to be here in the South.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.